Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Fairfield veterinarian Dr. Phil Miller, who announced his candidacy to run for state representative for Iowa House District 82. What made you decide to want to run for state representative?
I'm running because I care about our community. I knew Kurt Hansen, and I would consider him my friend. And I've been on our local school board for the last 4 years. I've been president of the school board the last 2 years. And through that time, I've attended a lot of legislative breakfasts where he was in attendance. And he came to our school board meetings often. I went to the Hill a few times on Education Day. I'm also a veterinarian, so I've gone there on a day when veterinarians went. And anyway, I got to know him quite well. Because of my position on the school board, we talked about public education a lot. He would stop at my veterinary clinic on Friday afternoons sometimes when he would come home from the weekly sessions in January, February, and March, and he would talk to me about things that would affect our public school system as well as other things. And during that time, I just got to learn about what a compassionate, caring, kind gentleman he was, usually putting aside politics to do what was best for all of us. And he died suddenly, and it shocked our community, and it shocked me. And I've decided to step forward and maybe follow in his footsteps. And if I am fortunate enough to become the candidate and fortunate enough to win the election, I will try to model my career up at Des Moines as a state representative in the same manner as Kurt Hansen cared for everyone.
What are some issues that you think are the most prevalent or are impacting the district that you are in right now?
Well, those things that I just mentioned. K-12 funding. The state has been growing the last few years. Tax revenues have been going up. And during that time, public education hasn't been receiving that same increase. And we in our district, we have rural areas and urban areas, but we know how important it is to sustain public schools. And I think we need to find ways to fulfill our obligation to our future by investing in our schools.
And what are your thoughts on the most recent Iowa legislative session?
I think that I know I will be going up there to help and work for the middle class, the working poor, possibly. I want to work as Kurt did to help everyone, including those that are succeeding and those that aren't, to get ahead. And I think there's opportunity there to improve upon that. I want, again, good jobs with benefits, and I want health care that's accessible and affordable to everyone.
Are you going to be serving as the board president at the Fairfield School District next fall?
It depends. If I am fortunate enough to win the election, I will no longer be serving as president or be on the board. So, no, I will not hold two offices at the same time.
The election is pretty soon, August, I believe, and you've got, well, less than 2 months till the election. So what is your plans as far as what you'll be doing this summer?
For the next few weeks until August 8th, that is the day of the election, I'm going to be very busy knocking on doors and making phone calls and just getting out and being accessible to the public so they can get to know me better and I can get to know them better and we can all work towards a great future.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Dr. Phil Miller, who is running for Iowa House District 82. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.